Welcome to the Sandals Palmcast. Sandals Resorts are the experts at crafting five-star luxury escapes throughout the Caribbean. Our award-winning Palmcast takes you inside our Caribbean playground with exclusive insights and stories you don't want to miss. Come explore the future of luxury-included travel and the best of the Caribbean. So kick up your feet, get some shade. This is the Sandals Palmcast. Welcome back to another episode of the Sandals Palmcast today. We're switching things up a bit here on the Sandals Palmcast. We're celebrating Global Travel Advisor Day, a day dedicated to recognizing travel advisors, a community near and dear to the Sandals and Beaches brand. We've dedicated today's episode to do just that. We're joined by Executive Vice President of Sales and Industry Relations at Unique Vacations Incorporated from Sandals Resorts, Gary Sadler, and Zane Kirby, President of the American Society of Travel Advisors, also known as ASTA. Today's episode dedicated to our beloved travel advisor community as we celebrate Global Travel Advisor Day. Welcome, Gary and Zane, to the Palmcast. We're delighted to have you here. It was about a year ago that we were together in Jamaica celebrating the opening of Dunn's River. We're excited to be talking with you today, this special celebration of Global Travel Advisor Day.
Thank you very much, Randy.
Thanks, Randy. It's great to be here.
Zane, given your time as president and CEO of ASTA and your time in the industry, can you walk us back to the beginning? Let's start at the beginning so we can kind of take it from there.
Wow. I mean, I've been at ASTA for 11 years. I was with the Global Business Travel Association for 14 years before that. So 25 years in nonprofit travel management, I guess you could say. Again, 11 years at ASTA has been such a great education and experience. You know, in that time, we've obviously gone through a name change. We've gone from the American Society of Travel Agents, which we were for about 65 years, to the American Society of Travel Advisors. And we made that change as a deliberate mark to help our customers and help our members tell their customers exactly who they work for. We are here to provide expert advice to the traveling public. We are advisors to the traveling public. Now, it doesn't mean we don't have great partners, great supplier partners such as Sandals and UVI, but we're here to make sure that again, we're working on behalf of the customer. We went through a little thing called a pandemic, which was miserable for everyone. But certainly, the what's really interesting is that the industry is growing and continues to grow, particularly on the smaller end. People come to our profession from being lawyers and teachers and other retail kinds of professions. They're actually finding that they can open up a travel agency and work in a business that everyone loves, including themselves, and they can be their own boss, and they have schedule and sort of geographic flexibility. So things are really, really great at ASTA. It's been quite an experience, and we're happily growing as a membership and as a profession. So I'm really, really proud of all those things.
As well you should be. What a fun industry to be a part of. How is the role of travel advisors involved? You kind of mentioned this, that you're growing so much. Is that because of the internet, social media, this new generation of travelers? Can you speak to that?
Yeah, there's a lot of confluence of different issues. First is that, you know, advisors really do just that. They definitely have to dig in and specialize in some particular kind of travel or an area of the world. You know, you can't be all things to all people. And that's one of the, I think, the main sort of shifts is that travel advisors have gone from generalist to being, again, very, very specific, very, very niche, because that's a place where they can really add value. When you know a whole lot about, you know, a certain destination or a certain type of travel, you can really add much more than people can find on the internet, right? You can actually plan and add value to a person's, you know, vacation or their business travel trip. The profession is also, you know, it's not immune to the, I mean, social media has actually been fantastic for travel. It's like a gasoline on a fire, Randy. I mean, anyone and everyone who goes and looks and sees people's best curated life online, it only inspires them to want to go and do those things, or at least inspire them to go and try to make great memories for themselves. So social media has been, I think, a huge driver for travel. And then the other thing is that young, you know, you think that maybe younger people, they only want to book online. Younger people are actually, millennials are the most loyal to travel advisors themselves. They've learned too that not everything that glitters online is gold. And so they understand that when you're engaging with a travel advisor, you're buying their expertise, and you're helping, you know, fill out the things that you don't know about a specific type of thing you want to do. So they're the first generation too that don't want to go see something, they want to go do something. So this whole idea of immersive experiences, particularly for millennials, who again are the largest age cohort in the United States, but they're also, you know, coming into management and making six figures, and they're preferencing travel over almost any other discretionary spend. So it's really, I mean, there's a lot of confluence of issues that are going on here, but it's really, really positive for the agency community.
That is a great point, Zane. There are some differences, though, between travel advisors of today versus 5-10 years ago. Tell everybody about that. I mean, it has kind of evolved, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's what's changed is, I would just say that the pandemic really kind of clarified things for people, right? It shows you, and you know, you might not know this, but there's a service disruption in one out of about every six trips that you take. So I know I travel a lot for business. I know Gary's on the road a lot too. But when you understand that when something goes wrong on the road, those costs can mount up very, very quickly. And if you're traveling on your own dime, then you know, it could really put a dent in your plans, and it could really put a dent in your bank account. And so what travel advisors, they certainly have gone from more of sort of transactional relationships with their customers to really, really deep relationships with their customers. The travel advisor 20 years ago would say, hey, where do you want to go? And they book them a ticket. The travel advisor today asks five or six clarifying questions, gets to know their clients, tries to understand exactly what they want to do, what kind of activities they want to engage in, you know, what is important to them. And then they curate a whole experience for that customer. I think that's the main difference, probably, that the shift is the really consultative role that the travel advisor is playing. And that's only accelerated in the last, you know, 10 years. And I think, you know, with AI coming, and AI is so assured of its pronouncements, I think it's going to be even more important to have someone who's actually physically been to wherever you want to go and has a trusted group of suppliers that they can recommend with confidence to you.
And the size and scope of what travel advisors do, how big is the ASTA community?
ASTA, it has about 10,000 agency memberships that represent about 100,000 people in our industry. The sort of writ large prognostications say that there are about 160,000 travel advisors in the United States. Again, you know, ASTA probably represents the vast majority of those. So, you know, the really interesting thing is for years and years, our friends at in the government said, oh, travel advisor is sort of a shrinking population. Last year, finally, they said, actually, travel advisors are not only a large, but they're a growing population. So we estimate that they're actually going to grow faster than the rate of inflation over the next couple of years, which we're finally glad that our friends in the government recognize the profession for what it is.
And how do you guys support that travel advisor community?
Wow, a lot of different ways, Randy. We're not only an educational resource, we host events around the world. We host a wonderful event in the Caribbean with Sandals every year. We're going on year three with them. But the main thing that we do is we represent our members at all levels of government within the industry itself and then to the traveling public. So we are the nerve center that sort of responds to pain that's felt by the travel advisor community, you know. And so we take positions, reasoned positions, to advance the cause of our members and to make sure that they're protected again at all levels of government, that our voice is heard, that when regulations are meted out or you know, proposed or enacted by our government, that our voice is heard and that our concerns are considered. So it's a really important thing. You know, on Capitol Hill here in Washington, if you're not at the table, then you're on the menu. And so you have to make sure that your voice is heard and that you're forceful and strident about conditions that are going to be reasonable for your members. If you don't, then you're certainly going to get pushed aside by all the other moneyed and strong voices that are at the table determining things. So ASTA stands at the as a lead in that regard too, which I'm very, very proud of. An educational resource. We also have our Verified Travel Advisor program. 1,700 travel advisors right now in the program. These are people who have demonstrated sales and time in the industry, and they know all about the legal kind of relationships that you enter into when you open an agency. It's a really, really important program that ASTA has, and we promote those Verified Travel Advisors to the traveling public. I've been all the talking here. It's Gary's turn.
We're going to bring Gary into the conversation here in just a second.
But no. That is fantastic. You know, listening to Zane is always such a powerful thing. So he's very passionate about it, Randy.
He is. I was just about to say, Zane is so passionate. Look, congratulations. And I guess we're celebrating today, Global Travel Advisory Day. ASTA celebrates. What are some of the special ways that you're celebrating this year?
Gary, you want to take that?
Is that for Zane or for myself?
Because I think I'd love to hear from both of you how you're celebrating. Okay. I mean, everybody deserves a day, so let's talk about your day.
Yeah, folks, you know, the one fun part about it is that Zane accuses me of talking all the time. So now I can now finally accuse him for talking all the time. But on a serious note, Randy, we're very happy at Sandals Resorts to be Unique Vacations representing Sandals on Beaches Resorts to really support Asta, the American Society of Travel Advisors, in their efforts. Number one, ASTA is the most powerful organization, not just in the United States, but in the world. There are other organizations throughout the world that look to ASTA for leadership, and ASTA certainly provided that over the years. So that, for me, we needed to partner with someone. We needed to partner with an organization that says, yes, Sandals being the number one organization in the Caribbean, we wanted to partner with someone globally, and hence the reason we're doing it with ASTA. So this week, you know, today's a very exciting day, being Travel Advisor Day, but for the entire week, our celebrations is not limited to, we're having one hell of a party in Turks and Caicos. So we have about just shy of 100 travel advisors down, and their job is to come down, be informed, be educated on the destination, on what's new, what's going on. And when you do things of that nature, it helps. The education helps to expose the travel advisors to what product is new, what product is there. On top of that, everything that we need to do to protect this industry and travel advisors, especially I like to talk about the small town travel advisors, the small business operators, because truthfully, the majority are small business operators. They are your own people from your own communities. So we like to support them. We like to encourage them. And we're making sure that the world knows that booking any vacation anywhere in the world, you need the protection of a travel advisor because they are the experts.
That's great. I just want to pick up on one thing that Gary said. He said it so well. Again, Sandals has been, I think this is the fourth year running that they have sponsored National Travel Advisor Day. We're going to have a special program, Randy, at 2 p.m. on Eastern on Facebook Live on May 1st, where we're going to be giving away prizes for the Global Travel Advisor Day, our social media contest. And also, and I don't think Gary didn't even mention this, but they've sponsored a grand prize of a four-night stay at the new Sandals St. Vincent and the Grenadines Resort for whoever wins our social media contest. We're going to have also some really fun, exciting speakers at that 2 p.m. Sandra McLemore, she's the founder of Travel Market and Media, and Tiffany Hines, she's president and CEO of Global Escapes. She's an ASTA board member too. These powerhouse women are going to give us actionable steps to grow businesses. And like Gary said, most of our members are small business owners. This is a great way for them to sort of tap into people who've been there and done it and actually have built a business. We're also going to dive into the Working Genius Productivity Model by Patrick Leoncioni and a Pinterest Crash Course by Maximizing on Digital Presence. So we're going to have a great educational fun time and give away a bunch of prizes on Travel Advisor Day. It's a great, great day. We're super excited and we're so proud of our members. You know, what I think about a supplier like Sandals, who really gets it. They understand the value of working with a travel advisor. That's because travel advisors have built an enormous amount of trust with the traveling public, right? That's what Sandals is honoring and influencing when they work with advisors, when they educate them, when they bring them down to the resorts. So it's a really, really synergistic partnership that we have with Sandals. I'm really grateful to Gary for all that he does to sort of, you know, to make sure that partnership endures.
Sounds like you guys have some amazing fun things to celebrate. Gary, you mentioned some of the ways Sandals is celebrating the travel advisors this year. Any other opportunities or important events that travel advisors should be on the lookout for?
Yeah, well, everything that we do year round, we have our Global Star Awards where they're being awarded in St. Vincent this month. We also have a ton of what we call familiarization trips to some of our new destinations. You know, Curacao is still new. You know, even though it opened just 2 years ago, Sandals Duns River, we've been doing major, major. In fact, I toured Negril, Jamaica last week, And we have completed major renovations to Beaches Negril with some new four-bedroom suites for multi-generational travel. Sandal South Coast, the Long Beach Village has been completely redone, which, Randy, by the way, this is a secret, right? You know what they did to that hotel, to the Long Beach Village? It was the old French Village. They knocked out one of the rooms and they converted two rooms into a suite. So now the rooms are much larger and quite expansive. And the sunset view is absolutely amazing. Sandals Negril as well, they added some rooms with sky pools. So, you know, so you're on the third floor, you know, your swimming pool is just off your balcony. So we have been encouraging travel advisors to come and see all the new things that we're doing. Sandals Royal Caribbean, Sandals Montego Bay, Sandals Ocheras, right across the board. And, oh, Randy, Sandals Royal Bahamian as well, we have completed. So, renovations. So, everywhere we're doing, we're upgrading. We're really converting it to 2.0. And we're saying to the travel advisors, you know, boy, as part of your job, you have to now go tour with Gary in the Bahamas and in Jamaica and in St. Lucia. So, you know, everywhere we go, we have been touring and really just seeing some of the new product so that they can have the knowledge to be able to say to their customers, hey, I was just in the Bahamas, I was just in Jamaica, this is what it is. And that's what makes a good travel advisor, somebody who understands and who sees the business for what it is.
I think you had me at Skypool Suites. I think that sounds like a lot of innovation going on. And look, to that point, this leads me to my next question. You know, the world's really changing. These new destinations, new resorts, you mentioned some of them, Gary. And this is really for the both of you. I'll go to Zane first, though, on this one. Trends escalate. You know, there are some trends that you're seeing today. And what does that mean for travel advisors? Let's start with you, Zane, and then I'd love to hear from you, Gary.
I would just say there are two main things. Immersive travel, I think, is big, Randy. You know, people they no longer want to go and just see something. They want to go and experience a destination. They want to visit locals. They want to eat local cuisine. They want to do things, not just see things. I think the other big trend is in and around sustainable travel. I think people are really kind of awakening to the idea that we have to be caretakers for our planet, and they're, you know, we're seeing people who book not only a 7-night vacation with their family, but also set aside a day for giving back, you know, to the local community. And they'll go clean up a beach, or they'll go, you know, work in a local place. I mean, there's some really, I think, interesting things happening on the side that are affecting, that are sort of big, writ large things with travel. I'll say this too. We talk a lot about revenge travel after the pandemic ended. And every CEO that I talk to says, when is it going to slow down? I mean, we have cruise ships and river cruise ships that are selling out a year or 2 years in advance. We have destination partners like Sandals who are running at 90% occupancy or higher. I mean, there people have understand that, you know, sometimes, you know, the government can sort of curtail some of our freedoms in the name of public health, and people are acting accordingly. I'll just say that they're preferencing travel over almost anything else. Maybe they're not going to buy that expensive handbag. Maybe they're not going to upgrade their car, but they're going to go with their family and create memories, which I think is great for the business.
And Gary, your thought on trends, things that you're seeing?
Obviously, what, trends?
Talked about the Skypool Suites. So.
Yeah, no. Those Skypool Suites really, really are lovely. But listen, Zane, you said something, and I love it. Please don't go buy a new car. Please don't go buy a new handbag. Just go on vacation. Treat your family to a vacation.
That's a really important thing. I really want to pause you both for a second, because look, making memories with your certain someone, your significant other, your spouse, your kids. Memories are things that stand out in your brain for a lifetime. You can always make more money, but you can't make more memories. So I think that's a really interesting point from the both of you, that you got to take the time to make the memories with your special people in your life. And nothing does that better than going to a wonderful and beautiful resort to make those memories.
You know, and you look at memories. So multi-generational travel for us is one of the big trends that we have seen. And I take a second to talk about Beaches Negril, the Eventide Penthouse Collection, and the Fire Sky Reserve Villas. I mean, these are some magnificent villas right on the beach in Negril, Jamaica. Negril, Jamaica has had such a transformation with brand new innovations. I mean, it is just an amazing place. That being Jamaican and you know, not having gone down to Negril in probably about a month, you know, I went back down there last week, and let me tell you something, Randy. I just saw a certain magic that people were very happy, people were just having fun, and just the thought that I could eat a Jamaican patty and some jerk chicken right on the beach. And I mean, I couldn't wear shoes because it was right on the beach. So, you know, I had my feet in the sand. Oh, by the way, Randy, I'm doing it for work, right? So it's called research and development. It's part of my job. So making those memories for me personally is very critical. I'm very passionate about it. And if there's any advice that I would give to any of your listeners, you know, in full support of what Zane is saying, you know, make memories with your loved ones, because, you know, life is short, and we really should just have real fun with the people that we love and we care about. So the big thing for us, sure, weddings, people getting married, some brand new opportunities at the Sandals Resorts. But for me, the beaches and the multi-generational family vacation is priceless.
Here on the Sandals Palmcast, we're talking to Zane Kirby, president of the American Society of Travel Advisors, celebrating Global Travel Advisor Day. Very exciting. Zane, you obviously work with a lot of brands, hotels across the world, many, many, many. But what has made the Sandals and Beaches such an integral part of ASTA and the travel advisor community?
You know, we talked a little bit about it already, Randy, but it's a commitment to their education. And the fact that Gary and the entire Sandals team will host travel advisors from the United States to come and visit the properties, get to know them, get to understand them, get to understand their flavor and the zeitgeist there, you know, at each individual property, that makes an enormous difference. That allows travel advisors to go back to the United States and recommend these brands with confidence. You know, I've been to several of Sandals resorts in and on Jamaica, and they have a really different feel, each one of them. And so when I want to get away completely, that's a different, I'm going to a different resort than I am when I'm going with, you know, with my family or with my wife. It's like, you have to go to know. You just have to. And Sandals goes really above and beyond in terms of educating the travel advisor community. They also have an extensive group of business development managers here in the United States who are empowered to make decisions for the company. You know, that makes a huge difference when you push down the decision-making process in your company to people who can help our travel advisors, who can, you know, make them offers and be a real resource to them. That makes an enormous difference when you have someone who can call and resolve something quickly. That just makes us both look good. So, you know, there's a really great partnership between Sandals and ASTA, and we're certainly glad that they put their money where their mouth is. Absolutely.
I love what you said. You have to go to know, right? And that is so true. Gary, looking back on your time in the industry, you're at Sandals to today, how has Sandals tapped into this community? I mean, it's a very vast community of travel advisors over the years.
Sandals has tapped into this community from day one. You know, Sandals is 42 years old plus going. And our founding chairman has always believed that travel advisors are the backbone of our organization. We have had to manage the trends over the years. For example, a number of travel advisors, when we were just one island, such as Jamaica, before we became an international brand to Antigua and then St. Lucia, etc., we have had to keep growing with educating these partners. We have had to keep up with the pace of their knowledge of our room categories and our top suites and why they should sell the suites, because that's what the customer and the consumer is demanding. So we have had to keep pace with what I like to call modernization of the programs that we have had over the years. But the key and most important program is the commitment to that sector of the industry that says, if you need something, here is a travel advisor. Go to your travel advisor in the local communities, wherever they are, and really sit and let them plan for you what you should be looking for on a vacation. So we have evolved, we have modernized, but we have also kept pace with the fundamental principle, which is supporting the travel advisor. And that no other organization, I believe, throughout the Caribbean does that for the travel industry and for travel advisors.
Really tapping into that modernization that you talked about. You've been busy. In 2022, you opened Sandals Royal Curacao. Last year, it was Sandals Duns River in Jamaica. Just a couple of weeks ago, this new destination opening Sandals St. Vincent and the Grenadines. So, of course, these new resorts mean new places, right, for travel advisors to learn and to see. How's Sandals standing out? You know, can you fill us in on Sandals St. Vincent a little bit, Gary?
Boy, Sandals St. Vincent is an absolutely amazing destination. I've had the pleasure of going there probably three times. We opened that resort just over a month ago. So the people, first of all, they're just absolutely amazing. They're friendly. You get there and they're just welcoming. They want you to be there. It's a destination that you don't feel crowded, you know. Unlike some parts of the world, you go to a resort area where, you know, there are 50 hotels that are on a beach. No, this is just a resort that's built almost in between two mountains. And it is just picturesque. And it's one of those places that you go to just chill. It's really a place to just relax and to chill. And I speak about it as a Jamaican, you know, coming from Jamaica, you think about certain parts of Jamaica like Portland, certain parts of Jamaica that are less developed as far as tourism is concerned. And St. Vincent, for me, reminds me of that part of Jamaica that is just a chill spot with rainforest. Of course, you know, they've had volcanoes. So of course, the beaches are white and black sand, but everything about that, this destination, St. Vincent, is just absolutely phenomenal.
Well, what are some of the best tools? I want to start with you, Zane, and resources. I know we have a lot of travel advisors that are listening. Where should they go? What should they do first?
You know, I think that being a member of ASTA, you know, talk to an ASTA member. They'll kind of tell you what resources we have. Lots of online resources for people who are just getting into the industry. Our roadmap to becoming a travel advisor course. We have a verified travel advisor course that I talked about for those who have been in the industry at least 2 years. We have a ton of online educational resources for people who either want to get into the business or want to, you know, just kind of sharpen their saw and get better at what they do. We can connect you to consumer leads again on our website. We have events both locally around the United States in our 65 local chapter networks. And then we also have large scale events both in the United States and around the world to help people get out and establish their business, establish local contacts around the world that they can trust and again, recommend with confidence. So ASTA is a tremendous educational resource and advocacy resource for anyone that wants to get into the business.
And Gary, what would you say to all the travel advisors listening right now?
So I would say, first of all, happy Global Travel Advisor Day, and thank you for your support. Thank you for believing in the brand, Sandals and Beaches Resorts. Thank you for everything that you do every single day. And, you know, you travel advisor, rest assured, you have the commitment of our organization to stand with you through thick and thin, through the difficult times, through whatever times that the industry will have to face, we will be there to support you. So thank you for your commitment and everything you do.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And thanks for celebrating with us today, Global Travel Advisor Day, dedicated to all those travel advisors at working so hard out there. Zane Kirby, thank you so much for joining us. Gary Sadler, thanks for being here on the Sandals Palmcast. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Gary. Thanks, Randy.
Thanks.
Don't forget to subscribe to be notified when the next series drops. And remember, love is all you need because everything else is included.